Hey everybody, and welcome to the Interterm Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's Friday, it's almost August, but it's July 30th, 2010. I just got back from Comic-Con and all that madness. I got invited to a couple of parties, which is more parties than I usually get invited to in my social life. Specifically, I got to see the Lucasfilm G4 party, which was extremely loud, but there was a lot of famous people there, a lot of comedians, and Hasbro and Lucasfilm people, so that's right up my alley. And I got to go to a cool Hasbro cocktail happy hour thing, and I also briefly went to the Dexter party, so that was interesting. But they're extremely loud, if you didn't know that, and I feel underdressed at pretty much everything, so you know how that goes. But it was a pretty eventful time. I got to see Steve Sansweet at one of the parties, which is always cool, one of my favorite celebrities to sight, and I got to see a lot of new Star Wars figures. But I could keep yammering about the stuff that I saw, or I could just tell you what I saw, so I'm gonna cut short the intro part. I walked a lot. I got blisters, and now it looks like I might be going to Celebration 5. I don't know yet, but anyway, I'll keep you posted on that. But let's get started, shall we, with movies. Your new movies this week include Dinner for Schmucks, Charlie St. Cloud, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. Just go see Predators. News: Guillermo del Toro, who I actually met at Comic-Con briefly, was apparently going to reboot Disney's Haunted Mansion, or so I'm reading. Battleship will be based on the Hasbro game, and it has a cast. Rihanna signed on this week, in addition to Alexander Skarsgård and Taylor Kitsch, who are already on board. Monsterocalypse, the film based on the board game, has a director, and it is, indeed, Tim Burton. The Darjeeling Limited is coming to Blu-ray and DVD from the Criterion Collection, and it has a new transfer, new features, and it's just one more Wes Anderson movie on DVD and Blu-ray, which is nice. Well, Blu-ray was already on DVD, but I heard the DVD sucked. Sucker Punch, a new movie from Zack Snyder, was revealed at Comic-Con. In it, hot chicks fight dragons and other sci-fi tropes. On paper, it will make a bazillion kajillion dollars. A Total Recall remake is in the works. Len Wiseman is set to direct for Sony. Disney finally sold off Miramax. This time, it's being bought by some guy named Ron Tudor for about $660 million, which I guess is a good deal. They are basically getting the brand, the company, and its assets, and about 700 movies, which sounds pretty decent. I don't have any movies in my portfolio, unless you count them on DVD or Blu-ray, in which case I got a good number of movies in my portfolio. But I can't, license those to people, legally. Mystery Science Theater 3000, Volume 19, has been announced on DVD. It includes Robot Monster, Bride of the Monster, Devil Doll, and Devil Fish, and it also comes with a figure of Gypsy. Batman Beyond is getting a complete collection release on DVD, on 9 DVDs. It has no known release date, and the price is about $100. It'll be just like the Batman the Animated Series box set that you passed on and are kicking yourself about, like I did, so don't miss this one. The new guy from 30 Rock, Cheyenne Jackson, is going to be on Glee and Curb Your Enthusiasm next season. Stan Ridgway, the frontman for Wall of Voodoo, has a new album due out in August called Neon Mirage. He'll also be touring, and the only reason I'm telling you that is because I'm a fan. Toys and stuff. The Venture Brothers, just knocked something off my desk. Venture Brothers by Biff Bang Pow revealed Dr. Girlfriend, Hank Venture, Dr. Orpheus, and Phantom Limb action figures at Comic-Con. Overall, I would say they look even better than the initial ones. Phantom Limb has clear arms and legs, so it looks kind of like he's floating. Love that. Not just because I suggested it, but I like it a lot. And the first six figures were also on sale at the show, including Dean Venture, Rusty Venture, Brock Samson, The Monarch, and The Henchmen 21 and 24, who are the two greatest characters on television today. Star Wars has released a ton of news at Comic-Con, but not everything has already been leaked. However, I have some news you haven't heard yet. Hasbro will be doing individually carded figures of the Mandalorian Commando Trooper, R4-P17, Shaak-Ti, Boba Fett, and Embo. Yes, Embo. Look him up. He's got a really cool hat. Boba Fett is different than the one that's going to be coming in the upcoming Slave 1 Ultimate Battle Pack, which you may have seen on websites fully packaged, but it hasn't been announced yet. Also, new items were shown, including a new Return of the Jedi wave. We get the Ewok with two different hoods, one based on the cartoon series, a new Jedi Luke, a new Admiral Ackbar, and a new Gamorrean guard. So good that you would punch yourself in the face 15 years ago if you knew you would be getting something like this today. And some really other incredible stuff. There's also going to be 12 foil vintage cards that are going to have like a foil border. They are spread between three cases, and they include characters from waves 1 and 2. If you want to order these, you can get them on our website in Star Wars Vintage Waves 1. I'm sorry. I'm doing this from memory. In Star Wars Waves 2, Revision 2 Revision 1 and 2 Revision 2. Wave 2 Revision 3 of Vintage is just the regular figures, and to most of you, I'm speaking gobbledygook, so I'll move on to something else. LEGO Pirates of the Caribbean Jack Sparrow was on display at Comic-Con, hidden where nobody would look, in the Prince of Persia cabinets. While LEGO proper has not confirmed the toys, you can pretty much take this as confirmation that this line is in development, and with any luck, a Pirates of the Caribbean LEGO video game is also in development. I mean, they'd be foolish not to, right? Batman Funko revealed a line of figures they call Funko Force 2.0, which looks like a cross between their own house style of plush toys and Sanrio's Hello Kitty. I got one of the Batman figures at Comic-Con, and I love it. It's one of my absolute favorite things I've got this year. Pleasant surprise. Didn't even know the line existed before last week. I think it's the greatest thing in the world. Other licenses are coming. I would dare say these are better and cheaper than Mighty Mugs. Well, I'm not daring to say it's cheap. It is cheaper than Mighty Mugs, but they look better. They're sculpted a little bit nicer. The first wave is Batman, Robin, Batgirl, Joker, and Penguin. Other licenses are coming. They had a variant Green Lantern at Comic-Con, which I should have bought. I'm kicking myself for not buying because it's glows in the dark and it's the Green Lantern, and that's pretty much the ultimate combination of toy. But I love this line. I can't say it enough. They're basically 4 inches tall and they have articulated heads. They're adorable. Go to our website, search on Batman Funko Force, F-U-N-K-O. You will love these. I mean, if you don't like these, there's something wrong with you. These are just fantastic. What else we got? Battle Beasts. Diamond Select Toys gave away a second Mini-Mates Battle Beasts figure and confirmed the line is developing into a 3¾-inch direction, meaning the Mini-Mates line is dead before arrival. For those keeping track, there were two alligators, one with a sword, who was silver, given at Toy Fair, and a gold one with an axe that was a gift with purchase at Comic-Con. The 3¼-inch line is not confirmed to be released for sure, but they're saying it won't come out before 2011, cost should be around $15 per figure, and creatures include incredibly detailed iguana, an alligator, an octopus, a gorilla, and a rhinoceros. I hate the gorilla. I do not like it, but the other ones all look pretty good. A little whimsical, the iguana is a perfect update. The funny thing is, seeing all these new higher-end figures, I'm beginning to think, why not make cheaper figures? Back when I was doing a lot of toy collecting in the 1990s, I could go to Target and get a Predator figure for $5, and it had 5 points of articulation, a couple of accessories, nothing fancy, 5 inches tall. It was pretty nice. I have to think that the increase in articulation, labor costs in China and everything else have started driving the figure prices way up. And I would really like to see what they could get away with big production runs and simpler figures. Because I see, you know, this Funko Force 2.0 Batman, this thing's great. And you know these things aren't being made in as big as numbers as Hasbro products. And it was like $8. It's gorgeous. So that is my my comment to the toy industry right now. If you can make simpler, cheaper figures, because honestly, I don't need an ankle joint in every figure that I buy. I did a few years ago, but I've got a lot of figures, and I can make do without super articulation on everything. Just, you know, a head and some arms and legs would be nice, and if you want to put anything in there specific to an action pose, that's great. But $15 for a Battle Beast, they look like they're worth it. It's just, it'd be nice if they were, you know, $3 figures, or a two-pack of figures for $8. Michael Jackson, I think we've already talked about these. I saw them in person. They look pretty good. Playmates has two 10-inch figures they had on display at Comic-Con. One is Thriller, the other is Billie Jean, and there's going to be more in the future. Outer Spaceman, I picked up my exclusive set. I like these a lot. I don't know if we're going to carry them, but they are 3¾-inch alien figures. Two new figures were shown at Comic-Con. Commander Comet, the man from Venus, and Mysteron, the man from Middle-Earth, who is not Frodo. I think they're great. They're very much like vintage Star Wars figures. The real vintage Star Wars figures, not the modern vintage Star Wars figures. Transformers, a Hong Kong convention boasts an exclusive Transformers Universe Challenge at Cybertron set from Hasbro. It includes repaints of Rodimus, Cyclonus, and Galvatron. And depending on who you believe, it may or may not be coming to the USA. I just heard yesterday that it might be a Target exclusive this year, which is interesting because they didn't announce it at Comic-Con. It comes in Transformers Universe packaging, and generally speaking, you'd think they'd talk about these things, but who knows? I certainly don't. And what else did I want to talk to you about? Oh, they didn't show a lot of other new Transformers stuff, but just a few minutes ago, this is how good I am. I am working for you. I saw on, there's a big presentation coming out from China right now. Hasbro didn't show this at Comic-Con. They did show it at BotCon, and they're showing fully painted G1 figures of, let's see here, Jazz, as basically G1 Jazz exactly, updated perfectly, super articulated and awesome, Perceptor as a sort of a half-track truck. Looks great. Scourge, who looks very good. Different than G1 Scourge, but still excellent. Who else we got? Thunderwing. Oh, man. Thunderwing is great. It's the Pretender guy from the comics. And he goes from a jet that looks like a jet from the 1980s to the comic character. Or maybe a little bit like a Stormbringer one, but it's still very nice. And what else do we have here? I should have went a new tab instead of back. There's a new version of Trax, Legends, Optimus Prime, and Megatron, as well as Gold Bumblebee and Starscream. There are combiners of Constructicons and Dinobots with new dinosaurs in them. Let's see who these dinosaurs are to tell you about. Sorry, I'm not as organized as I should be this morning. This just came up. Steamhammer and the Constructicons look pretty good. A little bulky. Reminds me a bit of late era 1980s, early 1990s Japanese combiner teams, the MicroMaster ones, so I like this one a lot. The dinosaur team includes Commander Grimstone with the Dinobots. There's a Dimetrodon, a Parasaurolophus, what may be a Styracosaurus, a Pachycephalosaurus, and an Ankylodon. If I pronounce those wrong, I haven't been boning up on my dinosaurs, so to speak, since I was very young, so forgiveness, please. They come in red, gold, and gray coloring, looking a lot like the Mega Dinobot from Energon, but not nearly as awful. And what else do I want to talk to you about? Oh, TurboTrax looks really good. And oh, they're going to do a Scout-class Windcharger that looks really great. A Voyager-class Grapple that looks like Inferno from a few years ago with new parts, which is what it should be. And, oh, it's very orange. And finally, there's a Voyager Lugnut that looks more like movie aesthetics, but it's the animated character updated into something new. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Except, get your wall hangings! For a limited time, you can buy 3 cloth wall scroll wall hangings and get one free at Entertainment Earth. Just add any 4 to your cart. The cheapest one will be free. Can you get simpler than that? I suggest you cannot. Wall hangings include Betty Page, Batman, Bob Marley, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and a lot of other stuff. Hundreds. Harry Potter, you name it. We got it. Check out our site today for wall hangings. Buy 3, get one free. Don't miss the sale or you will be sorry. And yes, that is a threat. Well, that's all for this time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H. And yeah, you should buy stuff from us because we're great. So great. Come on, do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thanks again for listening. And I'll have more stuff from Comic-Con next time because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. So see you around.